Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, December 14th, 2021. It is 10:32 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting, as always, with an invocation today led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Pierce, if you feel led to stand.
And if you don't mind, you please bow your heads. But I would like to start this off with a prayer that I would say for the citizens of this country that this tornado went through, this 250 miles of devastation. Lord, we ask that you bring those families together. Help in every way possible. Lord, we ask that not only those families, but to help the families in Jefferson County where we can have a prosperous Christmas and do what's right in your name and not never forget what the reason for the season is. And Lord, put your loving arms around each and every family member that works for this county so we can do the job that benefits the citizens of our county and each and every elected official. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join in the pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Begin our agenda today out of order under County Tax Assessor Collector. Item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Karen Wynott for 28 years of service to Jefferson County and the citizens of Jefferson County in wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Yes, have it. Ms. Wynott, would you like to come up to the podium, please? And I will, let me date this, read this resolution. It reads, whereas Karen Wynott has devoted 28 years of her life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, that service provided through the Office of the Tax Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, and she served admirably in her position as Assistant Director of Property Taxes for Jefferson County. And whereas Karen Wynott dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting property taxes, and has used her talent assisting with many other activities necessary for the daily functioning of the Jefferson County Tax Office, and whereas she will always be remembered for her buttermilk pies and her love of gardening, and is loved by her co-workers and will be so sorely missed by both them and the taxpayers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Ms. Wynott for her dedicated service to Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Signed this 14th day of December.
Thank you. Thank you.
Would you like to say something, Ms. Gibbs?
Well, it's a sad day for me. It's a great day for Karen. We've been friends for a long time. The Sheltons and the Nathans have been friends forever. And she is an amazing, amazing part of our office. She is a wonderful person to Jefferson County. She has helped so many people throughout her life. And we are going to miss her, but we're proud of her, and we're excited for her future.
Thank you. Thank you, Valerie.
Would you like to say something, Karen?
Sure, if I can make it through. I just want to say it's been an honor and a privilege to serve the citizens of Jefferson County. And it's been a huge part of my life. And I'm so thankful for it. And I would like to thank Commissioner's Court and all the tax assessors, the current tax assessor Allison, all the ones I've worked for making Jefferson County a great place to work. And I'd like to thank my family and friends for being here. So, thank you all.
Would you like to introduce your family?
I don't know if they would want to.
Do you remember who they are right now?
Thank y'all, and thank y'all for all y'all do, for the employees in the county.
Well, we have a flag that was flown over the Jefferson County Courthouse in the honor of your retirement.
That's my show.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
And also out of order is item A under Historical Commission to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Linda McMahon for her 15 years and 7 months of service to Jefferson County Historical Commission and citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, second by Commissioner Senegal. Commissioner Senegal's hogging all the seconds this morning. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Linda, would you like to come up? And this resolution reads, whereas Linda McMahon has devoted 15 years and 7 months of her life to serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, having begun her career with Jefferson County with the Historical Commission on April 25th of 2006 as the coordinator. She's continued to gain experience and knowledge throughout her tenure and has been known for her high standards of professionalism and personal integrity and has won the respect of her colleagues, citizens, and other county employees as well as volunteers at the Historical Commission. Whereas she has devoted herself to the mission of the Historical Commission to preserve, protect, and promote the rich history of Jefferson County, and whereas she is a devoted wife and mother and will be enjoying her family, friends, and travel in her retirement, and having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Historical Commission, Linda is recognized for her devotion to the common good and welfare of citizens of Jefferson County and will obviously be missed by her friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Linda McMahon for her dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Teresa, would you like to say something?
I would, Judge. Thank you. As the chair of the Historical Commission, I want to thank Linda for all of her help, her devotion to historic preservation, for personally keeping me in line, make sure I don't forget anything important. As she takes care of all of us, you could say she's kind of a mother hen, and we appreciate that about Linda. And you won't find a kinder person in this courthouse, nicer person. Everybody loves you, Linda, and we're really going to miss you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Linda, would you like to say something?
I would. I want to thank Jefferson County for the opportunity to have worked doing something I truly enjoy, sharing our county history with those across the state and the nation. I want to thank you, Commissioner's Court, for all you do, and our department heads, county officials, and co-workers who work every day taking care of the needs of our citizens. I've seen you all working in good times and in bad. I've seen you laugh, and I've seen you with tears. I've seen you agree and also disagree. But most important, you have always worked together, and that is something to be proud of. As I leave, please know I will continue to love you, to pray for you, and to hold you in my heart. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be a part of Jefferson County history. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Judge, I see Leslie McMahon's back there. Leslie was he's still involved with the Historical Commission that keeps Port Arthur, the buildings we have left prime and, you know, up to par. So, Leslie, it's good seeing you. long-term employee with the city of Port Arthur when I was on city council, and kind of kept me straight too, because I was kind of like a historical figure myself. So thank you, Leslie. Good seeing you. Take care of her.
Thank you all for being here. And of course, those that were here for the retirements, you are obviously welcome to stay for the remainder of Commissioner's Court. If you'd like to exit at this time, you're also welcome to do that. Mr. Jackson, would you mind closing that door? All right, we'll move to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve award, execute, receive, file a contract for request for statements of qualifications for professional analytical services for airport pavement management program for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Applied Pavement Technology, Inc. for a total cost of $183,432, which is 100% funded by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Project Grant. Being bid pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-326. Item B is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering services for landside road pavement repairs at the regional airport with Fitz and Shipman for a total cost of $447,500. Project is intended to be funded by the Federal Aviation Administration AIP program and the CARES Act grant to the Jefferson County Airport pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318-326. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file agreements with Thomson Reuters and Jefferson County for clear online information access subscriptions for multiple departments as shown on Attachment A for a 36-month term beginning January 1st, 2022 through December 31st, 2024 with a 3% increase for monthly subscriptions cost for agreement year one and two. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a preservation of original architectural courthouse schematics for the Jefferson County Clerk's Office Services Agreement between CoFile and Jefferson County for a cost of $62,453.14 in accordance with the TexMass contract. Item E is consider and approve a contract renewal for an IFB for a term contract for inmate shoes for Jefferson County with Pride Enterprises for a second one-year term from January 5th, 2022 through January 4th, 2023. Item F is to execute, receive, and file a lease agreement for RFP for lease of properties acquired as a result of buyout from Brenda Casimiro. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion?
What's that?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Yes.
Under, did you have something there?
No.
Okay, under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2022 budget amendment for GIS transfer position from engineering and reclassify.
Judge, I hate to interrupt, but can we change those last, the four line items? It should be 115-0501 instead of 115-0515, just for the last four line items on that budget. And A and B go together. Don't know how you want to do that, but.
Okay. Item B is consider and approve elimination of Secretary 11-311, grade 38, budgeted at $45,060 in the Engineering Department. Consider and approve creation of a GIS specialist position with a budget of $67,918, utilizing part-time funding and $27,918 From the eliminated position, consider and approve reclassification of engineering specialists with a budget of $70,280 to a senior engineering specialist with a budget of $78,000, which will result in an annual savings of $12,000, including fringes. Item C is consider and approve downgrade of a lead juvenile detention officer position, budget at $54,251 to a juvenile detention officer position, budget at $46,232. Net change will result in annual savings of about $10,000, including fringes. Item D is consider and approve authorizing the county judge to sign Amendment 1 with Texas Parks and Wildlife for a contract extension for the Mesquite Point public boat ramp. Item E is consider and approve electronic disbursement of $624.82 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for December insurance reimbursement. Item F is to consider, approve, and ratify electronic disbursement for $315,039.50 to U.S. Department of Treasury for ERA excess funds recapture. Item G is regular county bills, check numbers 489596 through 489888. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Booker. Second by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
I got a discussion, a question on C. Who brought that to us? And if it's not very important that we do it, I would like to have a discussion and with the chief juvenile probation officer and some people over there before we make a move like that. Who brought it?
I think it came to the board. It approved it.
It came from the chief to the board?
To the juvenile board.
And the board sent it here?
Or the chief requested it be put on, you know, we put it on the agenda because the board had already had approved it, so.
Judge, when y'all meet next time, I want to meet with your board.
Sir?
When y'all meet next time, I want to meet with your board.
You are?
The juvenile board.
Linda, I'm going to tell you where the next meeting is, and I actually think it was last Friday, wasn't it, home?
Okay.
But I will tell Judge Thorne, who is chairman of the juvenile board, that you'd like to do that. So if you'll send him a note, please,
I will.
Loma. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve and adopt Jefferson County voting precinct boundaries to comply with redistricting requirements. I'm going to skip item B at this time. Item C is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a revised interlocal government agreement between Jefferson County and the Sabine Pass Port Authority for dredging to increase access for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Marine Division, which has already been budgeted. Item D is considering possibly reappoint Robert Bordas, place one, appointment of Commissioner Senegal, Jeff Roebuck, place three, appointment of Commissioner Alfred as commissioners for Jefferson County Emergency Services District number 4 to serve an additional 2 years pursuant to section 775.034 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item E is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute receiving file phase 2 small MS4 annual permit for TBDES permit. Item F is consider possibly approve a donation of $10,525 from Dogay Land Development for installation of culverts in the county right-of-way pursuant to section 81.032 of the local government code. Item G is consider and possibly reappoint Doug Saunders and Brandon Rose, appointments of Commissioner Pierce and Roy Morrell, appointment of me as commissioners for Jefferson County Emergency Services District number 3 to serve an additional 2 years pursuant to section 775.034 of the Health and Safety Code. Item H is to receive and file an executed interlocal contract between the City of Beaumont and Jefferson County for services to city inmates at the county jail pursuant to chapter 791 of the government code. Item I is to receive and file the executed service contract between the City of Beaumont and Jefferson County for water and sewer service to the county jail. Do I have a motion on those items under commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, second by Commissioner Bush. Discussion.
One question. And on the on that $10,000 check, did that go through the DA's office? Everything clear, Patrick?
We gave the warning to commissioners. Mr. Pierce approached us on that, and then checked with the the engineer on what that location was. And so it is county right away.
It is county right away.
It is. And those roads that they've been through the process, we've taken them over, they're our responsibility. But we need to extend some of the existing culverts about 500 feet. And we talked to them and they agreed to pay for the culverts for the $10,000. It is our responsibility.
As long as it meets those requirements, we cool. Good.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Tax Assessor Collector, we have an addendum. Item B, to consider and possibly approve the acceptance of notarizations on tax liens transfers and the associated document recordings that were performed using remote online notary technology on behalf of Ovation Services. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Second.
And seconded. Ms. Guest, could you come up? I had a question about this. I meant to talk to you about it before court, but didn't. Ovation Services is the one that takes out the tax certificates and makes, if it's the one I'm thinking about, and I think it is, it's the one that, in my mind, makes predatory loans at very high interest rates to taxpayers, pays their taxes, and then if they get behind 2 or 3 years, they foreclose on their house and take it. Is that the same company?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why would I want to make things easier for them?
Well, according to them, they ensure that the individual who's signing the document is the correct individual and that they are not being coerced into signing the document.
This is one of those.
Well, I'm going to vote against this one.
Well, Judge D and Ms. Getz, this is one of the groups that was brought to the, I know at commissioner's training back some time ago, to be careful with because of what they had been doing in some other parts of Texas. I'm kind of like the judge on that. This was a question I had. I wasn't sure if it was or not. For the taxpayers here, I'm concerned.
It's up to y'all.
With these concerns in fact, and I retract my motion, we have to vote.
You can retract your motion if you wish. If nobody makes a motion, we don't vote. Okay. Okay, motion is retracted by Commissioner Bush. Do I have a motion on that item? Hearing. Okay, and Commissioner Pierce has retracted his second. Anything else, Commissioner?
No, I was just saying I'd rather send him a message say no.
Okay, there's no motion, so we'll pass that item. And we will move on to engineering. Item A is to remove and cancel utility permit 16-U-21 to AT&T for placement of fiber optic cable on 61st Street Precinct 3, which was originally filed for a permit within the city of Port Arthur. Item B is consider and possibly approve a final plat of the reserve phase 1, lots I-10, 1 through 10, excuse me, block 1 and lots 1 through 10, block 2, a subdivision out of the David Schott League, abstract number 11, Jefferson County. Located off of Range Road in precinct number 1. It's in the city of Beaumont ETJ. It's been reviewed by the Jefferson County Engineering Department and the city of Beaumont Planning and Community Development. Planning and Community Development Department. This plat meets all of Jefferson County planning requirements. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under environmental control, Item A is considering possibly approving environmental controls application for the National Environmental Assessment Reporting System Grant. This is a fully funded grant, request an amount between $2,500 and $4,000, and requires no cash match from the county. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and we have an addendum for the county clerk, which is item A, to consider possibly approve, receive, and file an order conforming election precincts pursuant to Article 5, Section 18 of the Texas Constitution, Section 81.021 of the Texas Local Government Code, and Chapter 42 of the Texas Election Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner.
I got a second, and I want to make sure second. That we have these explained. Gave to both you guys come up because I want to make sure of certain things.
Yes, sir.
So we had a workshop, and it was discussed between GIS, the clerk's office, the elections administrator, the changes that needed to be made for several purposes. Number one, to make sure that we didn't have precinct boundaries that were split by congressional, state representative, state senate, county commissioner, or JP constable precinct lines.
By law, right?
Right. Number two, to eliminate so far as possible those precincts that were had less than 100 voters or more than 5,000. And I think we did away with several smaller, less than 100 precincts. There were a couple that we could not eliminate because of the lines were crossing and it was impossible to do so. There was no place to put them.
You combined them.
Right. We combined several of them, but we could not on a few of them and had to keep three, I think.
Correct.
And
I think it was four. Yeah, we were able to eliminate five very small precincts, several that only had zero voters in them.
And then we had a renumbering,
yes,
of the precincts to make them sequential.
Yes.
And as of today, although we can adopt it, this there is a chance that the commissioner's court may meet prior to the end of the year, once we get further information from our legal counsel, and Commissioner Alford is going to have a discussion with him this afternoon to make sure that we're all in line and that our maps jive with each other. But the vast bulk of the work, I think, was done by the Elections Department, GIS, and for which we're deeply appreciative of that hard work. But anything, Teresa, you needed to add to that?
The only other thing I'd like to add is that we did cover all of these items in those two workshops last week, and that's what's in the order before you today. There were two little lines that didn't match up with what Mr. Bass had with what our precinct lines had, and Gabe sent screenshots of those to Mr. Bass, and we have not heard back from him yet. So we think there might be a little issue with his data in a couple of spots. And Gabe can tell you exactly which ones those were that he sent. Those were some two little areas that we talked about in the workshop that didn't quite line up.
One of them didn't have any voters in it.
Right. I think it was close to the service road. Is that right, Commissioner
correct.
Alford?
And the other one may have had a voter in it.
Maybe so.
The one close to service road was on a city road compared to a state highway.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I think probably Mr. Bass's GIS data just didn't, there was a little anomaly there in the data, so that's what he needs to clear up and get back with us.
Okay.
Okay. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. We're at a time of, I need to go back to item B under county commissioners to consider and appoint an individual as county clerk to serve to fulfill the unexpired term for Teresa Goodness, who was appointed to fulfill the unexpired term for Carolyn Guidry, who earlier retired. Do I have suggestions as a replacement, a motion as a replacement?
Yeah, a motion. Laura?
Ms. Leister?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Commissioner?
Yes, sir.
And do I have a second?
Second with a question, Judge.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Leister, that's how you pronounce it?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Ms. Leister, we have a very serious election coming up, primary election. Are you proficient in handling that? Do you understand the new state laws and different things and legislative changes to that?
I am not, do not know them in detail at this time. Teresa is the expert on that. I've only been here not quite 3 months yet, so.
Yeah, and Judge, and I would ask you in the court, that's going to be a vital. Running the office, I think, I'm pretty sure I've heard that you can do that. And with the help of the staff, that's very good. I think you can, but I'm very concerned about the election. I'm telling you, we got a lot of new changes in the legislative requirements. Teresa, can you expound on that a little bit?
Yes, sir. Of course, you know, there was Senate Bill 1, which has a lot of new requirements in it that we've got to meet. I'm going to meet with Commissioner Bush hopefully tomorrow to talk about some changes out at Central Counting Station to comply with those requirements. There's additional technology, all new forms for mail ballots, envelopes. So there's a lot of additional requirements and more costs associated with elections than there have been in the past. So it is going to be complicated and taxing.
Do you have anyone in mind, and I'm asking you because you're the outgoing county clerk, that possibly could handle that office currently?
Right now, I have an election manager who started this past year, so he's on his fourth election. Today's the Grove City runoff election, so we're conducting that. So I've been training him all year on the election process.
The question.
But he is not aware of any of the other things that the county clerk's office does.
The question is, go on ahead, Commissioner.
And Judge, I bring that up because, you know, I believe in being ready because I think this is going to be a contentious an election. And I know we've discussed possibly having to go out for a consultant and different things. And my one position is that we have someone that can do that if it's fair to all candidates because she is on the ballot. And I'm one of these that
she's not on the ballot.
No, I meant the lady I'm going to mention, Jess Prince. She can do it. Miss, I know we can't ask you who to hire, tell you who to hire. She was in that position prior to getting on the ballot. I think she resigned because some people thought it might have been a conflict. Well, Carolyn Gidry ran the elections for 40 years as a Democrat, and I hope she was fair to Republicans, Libertarians, or Independents, whoever ran. And that's what I'm going to ask you to consider, somebody that already, because I know she's just has spoken on the changes in the legislative laws and different things. She's familiar with the precincts. It's not to give anybody an advantage, but she would be under your purview and Ms. Allison with all the other stuff that they have to do. So I'm asking you to consider her as a prime candidate where we don't have to go out and get a consultant and spend extra money for just, even if the guy, she can work close with the guy. I'm asking you that from this seat to consider her, talk to the other candidates. Any candidates have an objection that to give an unfair advantage, then let them put it in writing to me, and I'll be glad to say, well, you know, no. I think the integrity would still be in the election. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll move on to the time of public comment, which is
I did not know that was going to happen.
If you're present in court and would like to make public comment, please come to the podium and introduce yourself. If you're present online, you'll need to press *6 in order to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Commissioners, elected officials, anything you wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? I'll just mention that out on Boart Garden Road, we've had an incident the last few days involving a tanker truck that has a Lubrizol product called 1389 in the tank. We're still in the process of investigating it, but our mission out there, at least as I've told the emergency personnel out on site, is number one, to stabilize the situation and render it harmless. Number two, to try to get communications out to the public, which the City of Nederland Emergency Management Department has been doing, and to do an investigation to determine how a tanker truck like that got into a concerning situation in the first place, and why it was brought to a residential area. And as we speak, TCEQ is pulling the permits to see if that's was an appropriate action. The product is primarily an oil additive. For some reason, it was the sent from Lubrizol to an area refinery which could not accept it. It was then sent to a washout facility where it sat for a few days, and some improper instructions were given at some point about the heating of the tanker. Tankers are cylindrical stainless steel vessels that have two linings, and inside one of the linings is some insulation and piping that goes around it that allows steam to be placed in it. The safety data sheet for the product from the manufacturer says it's not to be heated above 158 degrees, and it was. Product reached 285 degrees at one point as of yesterday. Sunday, it was down to 230 degrees yesterday, and this morning down to 200 degrees. It is not an explosion hazard. There were some smells that some people had some nauseating reactions to out in the area. It was primarily mercaptan, which is, if you ever have a natural gas leak at your home, mercaptan is the product that's put into natural gas to give it an odor so that people are aware that they have a natural gas leak. There were some concerns with H2S. The OSHA 8-hour limit for working in H2S is 5 parts per million. Air monitoring has been taking place by 2 separate environmental companies out at the area, both at the site on the fence line over the tank and in the surrounding neighborhood. They have not gotten a reading over 3 parts per million, so substantially below the 8-hour threshold levels, and that was a very short time frame. So they'll be putting out, the City of Nederland will be putting out some additional information today on what residents can do to combat the odors that they've experienced. When I was out there this morning for the briefing, the odors were gone, but at the time I was out there, the plan is to I just got a text that one of the things that was being done this morning was they were going to put a nitrogen blanket over the product within the tank, which is not a physical blanket, but just to inject nitrogen over it to prevent condensation. When the product reacted, it solidifies. It's not a hazard that's, as again, it's not an explosion hazard. It's either solidified or turned to sludge, and the way they dispose of the tank is they cut the wheels off of it and bury it in a landfill approved by TCEQ and EPA. But it's anticipated that and it was reached zero pressure. They burped, they opened the tank this morning. They were concerned about whether or not there was a burp, an outflux of pressure, which would indicate some kind of reaction still going on. The text I just got said there was no burp. So that's good news. But 48 to 96 hours of further watching the tank out at the scene before moving it to its final burying place. And again, I would suggest that if anybody has any, wants to get the latest reports, that they can go to the city of Nearland. I think one of the reports that the public information officer, Carol Riley, would be putting out today is that for smells, people can use charcoal, vinegar, not matchlight charcoal, not self-lighting charcoal, baking powder, and Febreze was what I was told this morning, to deal with the odor issues out there. But that's what was learned this morning. There are several environmental companies out there, cleanup companies, although everything is encapsulated and there have been no spills or anything. TCEQ is on site, as well as representatives of Lubrizol, the washout company, the transport company, and the emergency management departments of Nederland, Port Arthur, Beaumont, Jefferson County. And that's a report for today.
And Judge, I just want to make sure that they, that each of those, make sure they let the public know, because yesterday we received a number of calls out in the Cheeks community where I was at my service center, and it was overpowering over that way. But I want to make sure that we get that information to the public, to the media, so the public can know.
Yes, because they and that, those are being put out to the members of the media. And yesterday, I could appreciate that, Commissioner, because the wind was blowing from southeast to northwest, and they should not be experiencing those smells today. But it was mercaptan, and it's not a health hazard. So we'll continue to watch that. We'll continue to have meetings out there at least twice a day, and we'll have 24-hour round-the-clock emergency management out there. All right, anything further? We have a we're a little bit behind, but we actually have an 11 o'clock workshop. And then we will have Commissioner's Court again at 2 o'clock this coming Thursday, and will not have Commissioner's Court for the remainder of the year. So I appreciate everybody being here, and if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.
Hey, Judge, how many people are involved affected?